Begin the current daf. Mesach b'sachim daf nun base. Begin on the base. Begin the Tuesday the master. Begin with the Gemara. Atshe yichla achron shabbat until it's the last one that was depleted. Tuesday the Gemara explains. Like, what does this mean? Which we said that there's three lands in Eretz Yisrael: Yehuda, Yad, and Galil, and each one has three, and the last one of those three will determine when you have to do beer of the Shemitah produce in that area. Now, Pirshat Kondrashi explains, like we said, to the last one of in those three lands. Every one of those has three lands. To the last one of those lands, because all the three lands in that area are considered one. Says Tais Vein there, that does not seem to be correct. Because if there's no differentiation, then for what halachic purposes do we separate each land into three? Another difficulty to the Riyad did not prepare to test the Shavuos, learn the ninth prayer of Shavuos. Shalosh Haratz is Labir, that there's three lands for getting rid of your Shemitah produce. And Shalosh Haratz is B'chalachas, and there's three lands in each one. Until the last one gets used up. Arm Shimon Ami says, they didn't say that there's three lands in each one, only in Judea. Now, Machlal, the Tandikama, the inference is they weren't Tandikama. Shalosh Haratz is Chaluk, is that no, that they are differential in each one. Shalosh is Chaluk Labir, that each one has a different time for beer. That you don't eat, as we'll shortly see, in one area over the other one. And even Reb Shimon, he agrees regarding Judea, which is not like Rashi, that there's no difference. It's like Achid Shulmer Rather says, it would seem, the Achrid Shabbat, what does it mean that you could eat up until the last one? Hainu Peir Shabbat Har, the fruits on the mountains in Yehuda, Ebrayar, and Galil, Hachich L'Achron Shabbat Har, until the last one in the mountains. Upeir Shabbat Mokim, and the produce in the valleys, Hachich L'Achron Shabbat Mokim. Vechem B'Shvela, so too in the plains, Hachich L'Achron Shabbat Shvela. In other words, there are these three areas of Har, Shvela, and Amokim, and they are all independent. Ubisham Yesh, and the Yishami is brought, Amar B'chibar, Rebbe Kiva, B'Shem B'Bis, Rebbe Chanina, Shir Leimer, that what they were evaluating to say that Ein Chayish Bahar Gedel Be'emek, because a wild animal in the mountain will not go and nourish from that in the valley, B'Chayish Be'emek, Ein Gedel Bahar, which, like we're saying, that those three areas are independent even in each area. And this we say, Achar Sheba is in each one, Har, Shvela, and Emek. Now, based on this, what we're saying, sounds like that this is biblical, because whatever we're saying, this is the mitzvah of beer, it depends on where the wild animal gets from, and it doesn't get from the har to the shvela and the emek. As then says Taisis, it sounds like that, oh, the wild animal in Judea will not nourish from that in the Galil, but it sounds like every year in Judea it will. And that's what it says, no, the Meir filled Mahar Har. We're saying even from mountain to mountain, but if it's Yehud, then the Galil it won't. But in Yehud itself, it would only be in mountain to mountain, but not from mountain to, like, let's say, valley. Now, so it says, behind the Meskin, Bashilish Maitin, this is what we conclude actually. Now we understand the Hemshah Hasugya, the time that we learn the Bryce, Hemshim Lili says. Similar Har, Mila, Mechulu, the sign for mountains are the gulnut trees, etc. Which, according to Rash's interpretation, why are we bringing this in? But it says, Taisa, because the Nafkabina, Namil, Gimel Rosh Hashanah, because this has relevance to the three lands in Judea regarding beer, that you can't, a har is important to know what's a har, because that's not the same thing as a emek and shvela. And then the Gemara brings us to tell us what's a emek, what's a shvela, what's a har, to know regarding each area's halach of beer. Now, but then it says, this the Gemara does not say later on, naftamin la beer. Why doesn't it tell us that when the Gemara asks what's the ramification of what each one is, why doesn't it say for beer? And because this would be, so says Tais, the reason why they didn't say that's the reason, that's the significance, because according to Reb Shimon, that would only be applicable in Judea. And therefore that wouldn't be sufficient to explain in general. However, in contrast, yes, the Gemara says that the relevancy is, let's say, for the laws of Bikurim and for that of Degel Arufa. Well, that's applicable in all the Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's why they said that is the Nafkamina. Now, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi Masechet Shavuos, Aloda, he Simon Lahar Milim. On this side, the Gemara brings that a sign for mountains is that it has the gulnut trees. Kamar, the Yerushalmi says, Ista Bay Lameda, those who want to say Lamedas Had the Itmer, or Lamedak Had the Itmer, what's coming to tell us is Pirish, Lein Yishal Sharatz, is Nemo Yisah Simon, that's coming to tell us regarding a sign for the three lands, exactly like Thesis was saying. Tanakh says the master begins with the Gemara, Mizbaran b'chol makom. That you could get rid of it wherever you are. Tanakh explains But what's this halacha of beer shvius? So Persia country, Rashi explains. Nice. What you do is that you throw it out for the wild animals, that it's because it's forbidden to be eaten. That does not seem to be correct, because everyone agrees that after you do the beer, everyone agrees that the paupers are permitted to have it, and it's not only for the animals. It's not hustle, like the Mishnah teacher over there in Mishnah Ches. Someone had the Shemitah produce, it came time to get rid of it, he could then divide 3 meals worth for every single person that he knows. And then after that, after it's gotten rid of, the paupers could eat from it, not the wealthy, the Rebbe Yehuda. He says, no, whether the poor or the wealthy, they could eat it after the beer. And the Pesach could tell me, in the Brice we learned, Mishish Lepesh Shviz Vigiyash Shasha beer. If someone has Shemitah produce and it came time to get rid of it, he could divide it amongst his neighbors, his relatives, his friends, who might see Maniach al Pesach Beis Avraham, and then he goes and takes it and puts it by the entry of his house. And he says, Achin Beis Yisrael, my brothers, the Jewish people, Mishish Tarkli, to eat, whoever has to take, could take. And then, once he makes that announcement, he could then bring it back into his house. He could continue eating until it gets used up. So you see, clearly, in the Mishnah, the Brice, that even after this amount of beer, you could eat it, not like Rashi, says you got to throw it out of the house. So Vaymarie, rather, the Re says the Hadamash b'chol makom lesser lechel achabir. This is, sounds like the way Rashi makes it sound like that. It sounds like that it's forbidden to eat after this amount of beer. Hainu, that means kishemash b'beis b'chaz kishle. That only if you're holding on to it like as if you own it. Avayim afkira. But if you declare it ownerless and you do like we just said before, mitzi meshusay, and you take it out of your proper shayichel kol mishu yitze, that whoever wants to eat it, hein odem min chaya, whether a person or a wild animal, then mutalach nisu lach lachabir, then you are allowed to bring it into your house and eat it after, even after the time of the beer of the Shemitah produce. Kitzinek says, and that's the beginning of the Gemara of Safra, apet gar b'dechami meretzol l'chutzlarts. He took a jug of wine of Shemitah produce out to chutzlarts, which explains how could he have done this. I'll take out truma oil that became tummy that you have to burn, and Shemitah produce from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlatz. So Matirat answers, yeah, the Hasamayr Lachil, that's Tomat if you're taking it out for eating purposes. But for Safar, Apik Lachayr, taking out for business dealings with the Yesh Chayr Shemitah. So Tayyis addressing, although that business dealings with Shemitah produce is forbidden, there are, when it's just a small, minute amount, that there are some types of business dealings that are permitted, and therefore he was able to take it out. Or Yinami, another approach is B'shay Gugitzi, right, by mistake, he took it out, and not that one is allowed to. And after that, he did. Then that was the question, could he burn it wherever he is, or do you have to take it back in Eretz Yisrael?